Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's a busy day. I'll tell you the reaction to Biden. And even Jon Stewart now is mocking CNN. Even Jon Stewart mocking CNN for the fact that they were at one point telling everybody that Joe Biden was absolutely fine, and now they have a book out telling everybody that Joe Biden wasn't fine, and the greatest political cover-up ever of our lifetime, just outrageous. And Megyn Kelly calls Jake Tapper out too. Good for her. I just think the guy is shameless. I really do. And I don't care if he's from Philly. He's absolutely shameless. We are in the Rush Limbaugh studios here at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., which is very, very cool. It's an honor to be broadcasting here. They have a beautiful facility. And our buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates, the one and only Philadelphia's own, she'll be in studio with me as my guest. And then a little bit later, at some point today during the show, Robert Peters, Senior Research Fellow for Strategic Deterrence in the Heritage's Allison Center for National Security, as we react to the announcement that the president is going to make. But I tell you, it was adorable watching all these kids in the White House press briefing room. Claire was too nervous to put her hand up. Patrick reluctantly put his hand up, but he didn't get the call on. I think he was happy about that fact. But some of the questions the kids asked today were hilarious. Like, what's President Trump's favorite ice cream? And one kid asked Caroline Leavitt, who's your favorite president? And she said, well, obviously, President Trump. I mean, come on, obviously. As far as the Biden prostate cancer cover-up scandal goes, you know, I'm really tired of these people who are making excuses by saying things like, well, you know, at his age, they probably wouldn't even test for it. Stop. Stop. Are you kidding me? If they could have used any excuse in the world to justify the fact that he was falling upstairs and defying gravity and falling on the stage and falling off his bike and falling downstairs, if they, I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you they looked over every inch of that guy inside and out to try to find something they could pin his absolute cognitive decline on. And you're telling me they just didn't bother to do a PSA test or check him for prostate cancer? Give me a freaking break. No way, because the sympathy card they could have played with that, the sympathy card they could have played for all those mean people out there that were mocking him for shaking hands with the invisible man, they could have bought him so much more time because, his treatments. His treatments are making him go a little, you know. And people have prostate cancer and they recover from it and they go on to live very productive lives. And it doesn't automatically kill people. It kills a lot of people, but many people recover from it. So it wouldn't have been an absolute deal breaker if he had had prostate cancer. It would have been like everything else with this White House, an excuse. that White House. It would have been an excuse. Well, for all those people who are saying that Biden is not really with it, you know, maybe it's because of the chemo, or maybe it's because of the of what he's taking for the treatment, whatever it is, whatever they give you for prostate cancer. And yeah, he's a little confused. And you mean people in conservative media asking your questions and mocking him. Well, how do you feel about yourselves now? Oh, please. They didn't know. They didn't bother to check. Stop. No, the real question is, why did they hide it? They had to know. Why did they hide it? Why didn't they play the sympathy card? Why didn't they come out there and blame it on that? And the only answer that I can come up with, and I've been racking my mind on this over and over again, is that they felt the pressure at that point would have been far too great for them to push him out of the race. And they always had the goods on him with the Hunter Biden laptop. And he did not want to go. And he would not go. And if it wasn't for the fact that they were able to use the contents of that Hunter Biden laptop against him to force him out of the race, he would have ran in November. You never would have got him out of that race. Whether he had prostate cancer, whether he was senile or not, nothing. Nothing. They never, ever would have gotten him out of that race because he's a stubborn SOB. So I don't believe this whole idea that they just discovered this now, that they missed it. I think they knew it, and I think that they covered it up because they were so afraid that they knew people wanted him out, and they were so afraid that people would use that. They would leak it. They would let people know in a way to try to force him out of the race because they wanted him gone. And Biden was going to resist until the last possible minute, and then that debate was a setup, and the debate was a setup so that they could absolutely 100% get him out of the race, because they could not hide it on the world stage anymore, because it's the only reason why you do a briefing in June. Dr. Mark Schultz, a prostate cancer specialist, went even further and said the scenario being described is something you might encounter in a third world nation. For someone to have metastatic prostate cancer means one of two things. Either the doctors in charge of Joe Biden's healthcare were not checking his PSA levels, in which case they were perhaps the most incompetent doctors on the planet, or they were taking his PSA levels all along, and therefore the diagnosis of prostate cancer has been on the radar of his physicians for years, and no one told it about it. No one told us about it. Is it incompetence or deception? There's nothing else that can explain what we're dealing with. In fact, the darkest scenario, says Dr. Mark Schultz, a prostate cancer specialist, is the following. Biden's doctors were already treating him for prostate cancer when he was still president. The primary treatment consists of reducing the patient's testosterone level, which can shrink the cancerous tumors, but can also have side effects for men of Biden's age. It causes all sorts of frailty and infirmity for men in his age group to have testosterone taken away, including unsteady gait, loss of muscle mass, and even loss of memory. If Biden was being treated with testosterone deprivation therapy, Schultz speculated, it might even have played a role in his disastrous debate performance. Maybe, but I think Biden was also senile in addition to having the prostate cancer. But why not use the prostate cancer and the treatment as the excuse, knowing you're probably going to get sympathy from the American people? And the reason why is because the Democrats knew he was going to lose, not because of his cancer, not because of his age, because of his presidency, because it was a disaster, because the economy was in the absolute toilet. America was being laughed at on the world stage. People were sick and tired of giving hundreds of billions of dollars a year to Ukraine. Israel had been attacked by Hamas. And people were fed up with inflation and prices, and that was it. And he was going to lose. If his poll numbers had been at 80%, it wouldn't have mattered. They wouldn't have cared. And then he certainly never would have told you a thing. And he would not have been out there on that debate stage in June. Why would he? They would have maybe done one debate in October after mail-in ballots were already out, so they knew exactly how many ballots they would need. There's no way, if his polling was great, if it showed that he could beat Donald Trump, we'd be talking about any of this right now. But he was losing, and they needed to get him out of the race. And they knew he was going to lose as far back as October of 2023. That's when Obama gave his commandment to David Axelrod to take him out. Take the old man out. Remember that weekend? It was the Obama reunion weekend in Chicago. Think about like any weekend you have, like a weekend reunion with friends. A weekend reunion is a wedding or something like that. Friday, everybody comes into town. You have the cocktail party, maybe the rehearsal dinner. People are catching up. Saturday during the day, everybody does their own thing. It's the big event Saturday night. Sunday morning, you maybe stick around for brunch. You have a Bloody Mary, maybe a mimosa. You give hugs and kisses, and you're on your way. Well, it was that Sunday morning when David Axelrod decides to go on a tweet storm and say, Joe Biden has to get out of the race. He can't win. He's going to lose. October of 2023. Now, do you think he would have done that without having the blessing of the Obamas, who were right there with him the entire weekend? Of course not. He was his top guy. Axelrod was the top guy. And who would eventually be the guy who would write that letter, essentially, to Biden, the threat letter? It was the other David Plouffe. And the other Obama podcast bros who were like, hey, you can get out of the race with your legacy intact, or you could lose without your legacy. Translation, you're going to lose either way, but we'll destroy you with all the corruption that we have on you, and we will destroy your legacy. So you got to get out of the race. And he didn't want to go because he's a stubborn old man, and he wouldn't have gone. And they would have let him stay. Prostate cancer, brain cancer, it didn't matter if his poll numbers were good. It would not have mattered. So the only reason why they hit it is because they didn't want Obama and his coalition to find out and leak it and use it against him in a way to force him out of the race when they still thought he could still pull this off, because they were in delusion. They were delusional people. The Biden people and the Obama people don't like each other, newsflash, and the Biden people were completely delusional, thinking this guy could still pull it out. And he could somehow still win this election. Down in the polls in every state, the economy in the tank, somehow they thought he could still pull it out. And they hated Kamala Harris so much, they did not want to turn it over to her. So they were afraid. What, you don't think when October of 2023, David Axelrod's out there tweeting that about Joe Biden, you don't think the Biden people realized how they had to insulate him from Barack Obama? Because it was Barack Obama who was tweeting that out. Axelrod was just the mouthpiece. They knew the guy couldn't win. They didn't want him to run in 2016. Why is that? They didn't want him to run in 2016 because they knew he was a corrupt SOB, and they knew that everything that would come out about him would destroy his presidency. So what happens in 2020? You remember, it's October 2020. What happens? Well, the Hunter Biden laptop story breaks, and everybody, including the Obama people now, because it's a couple weeks before the election and they don't want Donald Trump in there, they off to circle the wagons and say it is Russian disinformation. So that's what they do. But they knew it wasn't. They knew everything that was on that laptop. They knew how corrupt Joe Biden was. They knew about all the money he made off of Ukraine and Russia and Romania and China. And it was all there, and they knew that. So they had to tell us it was Russian disinformation. And 51 former national security advisors, most of whom worked for Obama, all had to sign that letter. And the scam continued because they had to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. But then by the fall of 2023, when it was obvious that he was going to be the nominee, Trump was, and that Joe Biden was going to lose to him, despite years of the Democrats doing everything they possibly could to make Trump the nominee, because remember this, and this is very important to think about. They did not have to go after Donald Trump. They could have left him alone at Mar-a-Lago. Just leave him down there. Let him play golf and ignore the guy. And you had Ron DeSantis coming up. You had other Republicans running. But they thought Trump's the easiest one to beat. So let's go after the guy. Let's prosecute him everywhere we possibly can. The base will rally to him. He'll have all this support and he'll become the nominee. Yeah. And they figured, and we'll beat him again. What they miscalculated was they didn't really beat him the first time, because of the Hunter Biden laptop was the biggest episode of election interference that we've ever seen in our lifetime. And number two is that they never counted on just how bad the economy would get with their massive spending and their inflation and their green energy nonsense and their Inflation Reduction Act BS, which only raised inflation. So by the time the fall of 2023 comes along, they got the guy they wanted as the Republican nominee. Trump's going to be the guy. But their ridiculous lefty utopian policies had cratered the economy, and people did not want Joe Biden anymore. So he was going to lose. Not because he was senile, not because he had prostate cancer, because his policies were terrible. Because Joe Biden decided as soon as he got in there, he was going to govern like an absolute lefty instead of the moderate that he pretended to run as, which is why I told you in 2020, please don't fall for this act. If you think Biden's a moderate, stop. He's not going to be. And he wasn't, obviously. So that's where we are. And I am really tired of all these people that think somehow they might have missed this. Somehow they didn't bother to check. And what we're supposed to do, I guess, is now give the guy a break and move on. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to take a very careful look at all these pardons issued by the auto pen and see if they were actually authorized by the president of the United States of America. Because remember, you can issue a pardon by auto pen. That's not a problem, as long as it's actually authorized by the president. So were they? We're going to take a look at all that stuff. They would like us not to, but we're going to. And they would also like us to stop talking about how the Democrat Party controlled the process to such a degree that even Bernie Sanders is out there finally saying, yeah, the Democrat Party is the greatest threat to democracy. No question about it. But you see, they would like you to move on and forget and look to the future. And they'd like you to please, please, just don't think about the past anymore. Yeah, good idea, Matt. Cut number 10. This is President Trump speaking about the auto pen. The president visited Capitol Hill earlier today before Take Your Child to Work Day at the White House. Take a listen.
Look, it's a very sad thing what happened, but we're going to start looking into this whole thing with who signed this legislation. Who signed legislation opening our border? I don't think he knew. I said there's nobody that would want an open border. Nobody. And now I find out that it wasn't him. He auto-penned it. Who was operating the auto-pen? This is a very serious thing. We had a president that didn't sign anything. He auto-penned almost everything. He opened the borders of the United States of America. And I kept saying, who would do such a thing? Allowing criminals to pour in from all over the world, not just South America, all over the world. They came in from Africa. They came in from Asia. They came from the Congo. The prisons in the Congo in Africa, these are rough people. The prisons from the Congo are empty. You know where they are? They're in this country. Who would sign this? Nobody would sign it. No sane person would sign it. You know who signed it? Radical left lunatics that were running our country, and the auto pen signed it. And they didn't want him, and they were disappointed in getting him because they wanted Bernie Sanders. And then after about 2 weeks, they said, wait a minute, this is a gift. He'll do anything. We're going to use the auto pen. And they used the auto pen and everything. He didn't approve it.
Yeah. He didn't approve anything. There was no way. There was no way. But the internal politics of this, there's so many levels to this. Now you've got the Democrat base furious and angry that their party is really, truly an oligarchy. You know, for all Bernie Sanders yelling about the oligarchy, they're the oligarchy. They don't give the Democrat voters a chance. They control the process. They control the primary. They control the convention. They didn't have an open convention. They controlled every aspect of it. But the entire time they were fighting on two fronts to try to keep this presidency. The first front was trying to fight the Obama people from pushing him out of the race because they were smart enough to know he couldn't win. Look, you say whatever you want to say about David Axelrod and James Carville and all these other guys. They're smart people and they knew. And that's why Carville was out there saying it in the fall of 2023. They knew Biden couldn't win. David Plouffe and the podcast Save America, Pod Bros, whatever that, they knew. They all knew, too. The Obama people were smart people who saw the writing on the wall that this guy was going to lose, and they wanted him out of the race. They just didn't know what to do with Kamala Harris. That was the problem. They had no idea what to do. And the mistake that they made back then is they had the goods on Biden, they had the Hunter Biden laptop, but they wouldn't pull the trigger because of Kamala Harris. And they knew that she would lose, too. So they just sat there sitting around, not sure what to do until finally, by the summer of 2024, it became they had to just do something and take a and roll the dice and get him out of the race and roll the dice. But it was too late. It was way too late by then. And what they should have done was they should have bribed Joe Biden back in the fall and said to him, hey, look, out of the race or the Ukraine stuff comes forward, and then we're going to have an open primary. But you know what they were afraid of? Bernie Sanders. They were afraid that Bernie would come in and win. And I've told you this before, and I'll say it again, and write this down and make a poster of it and put it behind you. Like I have this beautiful picture of the Capitol behind me here at the Heritage Foundation. The Democrats would rather lose with someone they can control than win with someone they can't. Bottom line. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Now, all the rain we've had lately, and there's been a ton of rain. How's your backyard doing? Is the rain getting in your basement? Is the rain getting against your foundation, pushing against your swimming pool, your pool liner, any of those things? Well, if it is, if that water is a problem, you need to call my friends at Garden State Earthworks, because my buddy Lou Vargo is going to solve the problem for you once and for all and drain that water away for good. How do I know? Because I've had to use them in two different homes. That's how. The first home, we had a wet basement. And I met Lou for the first time, and he said, I promise you, you'll never have another drop of water in this basement again. And he was right. Second house, backyard was like a swamp. So, called up my buddy Lou. He drains the water away, and we're good to go. You don't want stagnant water in your backyard. Mosquitoes breed. It's disgusting. They're very busy. But call them and tell them I sent you, and they'll make you a priority. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. That's the number. You call them and they will take great care of you and solve your water problem for good. You can also go to GardenStateEarthworks.com. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, I'm a huge, huge fan of the Heritage Foundation and all their great experts. And of course, I love Dr. Victoria Coates, our buddy, Philadelphia's own, and she's going to be in studio with me here at the Rush Limbaugh Studios at the Heritage Foundation in D.C. It's been a great day. Took the kids to the White House earlier today for the Take Your Child to Work Day press briefing with Caroline Leavitt, and got some great pics and got to show them Pebble Beach and saw Tom Holman out there. And I was going to go up to him and say, yo, not for nothing, but you were supposed to come on the show the other day. But I didn't say that to him because I felt like that would be inappropriate. But gave me a big smile. I did a fist bump. And then the kids got to do a fist bump with Tom Holman, which is good. So, and no, he didn't try to deport them because they're American citizens. So, you know, despite the fear mongering of the left, he wasn't looking to grab anyone's kids and deport them. And there were lots of kids there today at the White House. Not as many as at the White House Easter egg roll, but, you know, what could I tell you? It was a much more exclusive invite. I was honored to be there for it. So the president was talking today about the unity in the party. Now, the Democrat Party is a disaster. It's an absolute civil war. It's a disaster. They keep blaming each other. They don't have a leader. It's just a mess. Republicans, though, are unified. Now, I want them to battle over the One Big Beautiful Bill. I normally would not want One Big Beautiful Bill, but we have this opportunity because of the threshold in the Senate to get this through, because we only need 51 votes versus 60 votes. And so we're all making an exception here. It's not being hypocritical. We said we are tired of these big bills, but because we have to deal with the fact that we have 54 votes in the Senate, and the Democrats are not going to help. Not one of them. Not one of them is going to cross the aisle and vote. So we have to take advantage of this 51 vote threshold that we have. It's a unique opportunity here, and we got to go for it. But I have no problem with them battling out the details on this, and they should. This is very important stuff here. But the president said it on Capitol Hill today. We have a unified party. We are unified, and that's the difference. The Republican Party is unified. The Democrat Party is not. Cut number six.
It's not a question of holdouts. We have a tremendously unified party. I don't think we've ever had a party like this. There are some people that want a couple of things that maybe I don't like or that they're not going to get. But I think we're going to have tremendous, not luck. We have tremendous talent. This man has done an incredible job as Speaker. You know, we had a majority of one. We were one heart attack away from losing the House. Okay, now we have seven. That's a big, because we won some elections, as you probably noticed, and we're going to win a lot of elections. We have an economy that's roaring. We took out $5.1 trillion, with a T, not a B. $5.1 trillion out of the Middle East. They're investing more than that. It's going to be ultimately more than that. But 180 wide-body Boeing aircraft. They're spending money at levels that nobody's ever seen. Usually a president goes for a trip and he loses money. In other words, he gives money. We went for a trip, but we took out $5.1 trillion. Nobody has ever seen anything like it. And that's just the beginning. So I think we're a very unified party. The Senate's doing great. John Thune is doing fantastically. He's a great guy. And we're going to have a bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill. I think it's the biggest bill ever passed. And we've got to get it done. Tremendous tax cuts for people, tremendous incentives, tremendous regulation cuts, all these regulations that are so horrible.
The regulations are key. The tax cuts, we have to make them permanent. Obviously, it has to happen. And getting rid of the regulations also has to happen. Now, look, I understand the reality of votes. Politics, an old saying, it's a game of counting votes. It's numbers. It's counting heads. That's what it is. The majority in the House is razor thin. And this is the problem, is that it's razor thin. You have some very fiscally conservative, principled people. I am not going to sit here and bash them for being fiscally conservative and trying to protect our money. They're not the problem. In my mind, the problem are these moderate Republicans you're not hearing about who are all pushing for this gigantic salt tax deduction. And I get it. Look, I'm all for people keeping more of their money. But at the same time, the other conservatives have a good point to make, which is you're subsidizing the cost of living in a very expensive blue state. It needs to get worked out. This is the battleground. What I'm not going to do, though, is I'm not going to start ripping on conservatives and fiscal hawks and on the people that are actually trying to take us off of the fiscal cliff that we've been on. I refuse to do that. I'm not going to do that because thank God they're there. I mean, thank God they're there fighting for this. And there's only a couple of them. We're talking like a handful of people. But what we can't do is run the risk of just saying like, you know what, whatever, just give away the store so we pass another bill and then the problems just keep going and going and going, because eventually it catches up to us and eventually we're at midterms and suddenly that razor thin majority is gone And now it's a razor-thin majority in the other direction because the American people said, we gave you a chance. You didn't do it. You didn't come through. You blew it. And then the Democrats decide to impeach Trump or whatever it is. But now whoever the Republican running in 2028 has to deal with the fallout of a do-nothing Congress that gets nothing done and achieves nothing, but then blames the White House for getting nothing done. So, yeah, you got to handle this correctly. It's not just as simple as going, everybody just do the right thing. And like, what does that even mean? This is a complicated process here. And the Democrats do want to raise your taxes. The president is right about that. They do want to raise your taxes. And the alternative to not doing this, which they will do it. I have full confidence that they'll get this done. I'm not worried about it. I'm really not. I'm not worried that they won't get it done. It may be a battle, and it may be by one vote, but hopefully it's one vote that makes a difference that we can all feel good about and not feel like we just gave away the store again. But the stakes are very obvious, and the president laid that out. And this is cut number 8.
Look, the alternative is a 68% tax increase. And you can blame the Democrats for that and one or two grandstanders. We only have one or two, but we have tremendous support. But you'll have a 68% tax increase, or you'll get a massive tax decrease. You'll get a tax cut the likes of which we've never had before. This is bigger than any Ronald Reagan tax cut. It's even bigger than the tax cut that I gave, because as you know, that's being extended and increased. So this is the biggest tax cut in the history of our country, or you'll get a 68% tax increase.
Either way, we're not going to go in there and slash Social Security and Medicaid, and we're not doing those things. And that's important because the president has said so. That's his priority. We're not touching these things. We're not going to do it. And yet the Democrats are going to fearmonger on that, obviously, because that's what they do. They fearmonger, and they love to fearmonger, and that's what they're going to continue to do. Grandma falling off a cliff, and the wheelchair going down the stairs, and hospitals shutting their doors, and blah, 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 blah. But the president was very clear on that point. Cut number 7.
Consider some of the proposals on the table in copay and provider tax as a benefit cut. How are you viewing those?
Well, we are looking at one thing. We're not doing any cutting of anything meaningful. The only thing we're cutting is waste, fraud, and abuse. With Medicaid, waste, fraud, and abuse. There's tremendous waste, fraud, and abuse. There's incompetent things, buddy. We have illegal aliens that are multiple killers with multiple murder records getting Medicaid. I don't think anybody minds if we cut that. The Democrats, on the other hand, are going to destroy it because they're going to leave these people on. We're cutting three things: waste, fraud, and abuse. We're not changing Medicaid, and we're not changing Medicare, and we're not changing Social Security. And if I wanted to do those things, I would have done it during my 4 years.
If he wanted to do those things, he would have done those things. That's the bottom line. And he didn't do those things, and they're not going to now. So they'll get this done. I'll tell you, though, good for Megyn Kelly for going after Jake Tapper today. Good for her for giving it to Jake Tapper. And even Jon Stewart got in the action. Because CNN's a joke, and I'm so tired of this idea that for years we were told that Biden was fine and we were just mean, and now everybody's trying to make money off this and trying to profit off of it. Stop. Stop. You know, it's one thing to try to sell me something that I know I don't need. And I fall for it all the time with nutritional products and whatnot, pizza supplies. But don't sell me a book about Joe Biden's decline when you told me that there was no decline. Don't sell me a book telling me Joe Biden was senile when you spent years telling me Joe Biden wasn't senile. I'm not buying that book. I'm calling you out for being a hypocrite. I'm calling you out for being a fraud, because that's what you are. You're a hypocrite and you're a fraud. And no, I'm not going to sit here and give you money. I'm not going to put money in your pocket. That's a joke. Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. Listen, my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding are going to do great work for you and your your beautiful home, your home is going to look even more stunning from the curb. And because of the great work of Emmons and Matt and Stephanie, my friends, who are going to make sure you have a 10% inflation relief discount. Remember something. When it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a bathroom remodeling division and a kitchen remodeling division as well. Emmons is not only going to make your home great again, it will be stunning from the curb and will be energy efficient. You'll be ready to withstand the elements of winter. And with Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, and severe weather is always something we got to deal with, whether it's windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And they serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How's that Shore House doing? Make sure you have Emmons give you a free roof inspection. And remember, when it comes to things like remodeling your kitchen and your bathroom, the work matters because this is going to give your home a whole new life. So trust me when I tell you, we use them for both. In our old home, they remodeled the kitchen and the bathroom for us, and we were thrilled with the results. In our new home, they've already replaced some doors, skylights, and more to come. So reach out to them today with confidence by going to callemmons.com or emmonsroofing.com and give them a buzz at 855-4-EMMONS, emmonsroofing.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Jake Tapper is a buffoon of the highest order. Man, is that guy a loser. Welcome back. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. We are awaiting the president who's going to speak in the Oval Office with the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, who, by the way, Hegseth has launched, said we're going to do a full review of the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. And it was an absolute disaster. Absolute disaster. So we will get to the bottom of that, no question about it, and good, because we absolutely should get to the bottom of that disaster. Ridiculous. So let me play Megyn Kelly for you with Jake Tapper, because he's a clown. He really is. First of all, I want to play cut number 17. So Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson, who's the co-writer of the book, speaking with Megyn Kelly, and Tapper concedes that he was wrong to call out Lara Trump. Now, you remember that clip? We played it many times for you. When Lara Trump starts to talk about his cognitive decline, and Jake Tapper's like, yeah, okay, we're done. We're done. Yeah, we're done. We're done. We're done here. Now he wants you to buy his book about what Lara Trump was saying, which is that Biden had lost his mind. Mm-hmm. So Megyn Kelly calls him out for that. This is cut 17.
All said in, look, the context of, I know what my audience wants to hear asked, and Jake has told me before he wanted the opportunity to answer these questions. So
we didn't come on the show thinking that this was going to be a softball interview.
Right,
I understand.
Right.
Oh. Like, listen, as a, first of all, nobody flagellates Jake Tapper more than Jake Tapper, okay? Like, I get it. I understand. I am fallible. I make mistakes. It's not just the Biden coverage. I mean, I go back and I look at, like, I wish I had been covering terrorism more before 9/11. I wish that I had covered the WMD with more skepticism. And there's, you know, a million things. This is definitely among them. And conservative media absolutely has every right to say, we were hip to this and the legacy media was not. Now, I do not accept that I was part of a cover-up. I do not accept that I was just providing cover for Joe
pause
Biden.
There. Just a quick pause. Conservative media is right to say we were bashed and told we were mean, we were uncompassionate, but even worse, we were told that we were deceiving you. We were accused of deceiving you by playing cheap fakes, deceptively edited videos that were never edited. But that's what we were accused of doing by the likes of people like Jake Tapper and others who would parrot whatever the White House fembot Karine Jean-Pierre would say and the White House would say. So it wasn't just a matter of us getting to it. Like, oh, I give you a hint. You got the story before we did about how the pizzeria in town was shutting down. This isn't a matter of getting to the story first. You people actively covered up the story, and you told us that we were lying to people, that we were making things up, that we were playing games, we were deceiving people, we were playing tricks on them. This isn't just a matter of, oh, I'm hot to the presses, I'm running to the phone bank like an airplane to call in my big tip, my scoop. This is you guys, you, Jake, and your buddies and the likes of you telling people, saying that people like me, that I was mean and I was cruel and that I was deceiving my audience by playing pictures of Biden shaking hands with the invisible man. So stop it with the whole, oh, good for you for getting the story first. Give me a break. All right, keep going.
A lot of these clips are not fair. The one that is fair is the Lara Trump clip, and I own it, and I regret it, and I've told her that privately, and that's completely fair. But what we uncovered after the election, what people were willing to tell us after the election, was so shocking. And yeah, the Jackie Walorski thing is awful, but I would posit that President Biden not being able to come up with the name of his national security advisor in December 2022 is important information. And yeah, I would also posit.
Imagine if anyone at CNN had bothered to do any, what's the word for it, journalism. To maybe figure out if any of the things that we were saying in conservative media might have been true. Imagine that. You had a hot tip there, Jake. You had a scoop, as they say in the biz. You had a scoop. I got a scoop for you. Ready? The president's lost his freaking mind. Nah. No, really, it's true. Look at him. Ah. I don't see anything. You don't see what? Look at the guy. Listen to him. Listen to him babble. Listen to him. Watch him fall upstairs. No, you're just mean. For Jake Tapper to come out now and act like he didn't know because he didn't have access to the information, dude, all you had to do is open your eyes and listen and pay attention. Nobody was keeping something from you. This isn't as if I had access to something that was buried in the vault of an antique shop, and you didn't. And boy, oh, if you had only known the code to the vault like I had, or like Geraldo had, man, you would have the story of a life, the scoop of a century. Nobody duped you. You didn't want to look because you were engaged in covering all of this up. That's the difference. Jake Tapper saying that there are two Joe Bidens. Well, apparently there's two Jake Tappers. Actually, I want to play Jon Stewart making fun of Jake Tapper because I think that that's very, very funny. And Jon Stewart's not a journalist, but Jon Stewart covers the news. And Jon Stewart, I think, at many times was probably mocking Republicans and conservatives for saying Joe Biden had dementia. But here he is now, cut 31.
I don't know about you folks, but me, I'm on the pins and needles. I'm very anxious right now. I'm very nervous, very anticipatory. And it's not about whether Russia and Ukraine will be settled. It's not whether somebody can stop Netanyahu. Somebody, please. It's not whether Taylor's unfriended Blake. I don't know. No, like most people in America, I am most looking forward to reading a book. But when? When?
We're back with breaking news in our politics lead and a brand new excerpt from my upcoming book with Axios's Alex Thompson. It's called Original Sin. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's on Biden's decline. It's called Original Sin. I'm sure you've heard on May 20th. That's Tuesday. Original Sin. That's coming out in 3 weeks. On May 20th. That's just 19 days away. In one week and one day. Coming out in just a few days. Comes out Tuesday. You will not believe what we found out.
You will not believe what we found out. You will not believe what we found out. So Megyn Kelly calls him out for selling books about Biden's decline. Cut 32.
You covered the Biden presidency aggressively throughout the 4 years, and you didn't cover mental acuity hardly at all. I mean, time and time again, when issues came up, you seemed to be running cover for the president.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I mean, we'll start with the Laura Trump issue that you referred. Here it is. This happened in 2020.
Joe Biden, as we all know, has worked to overcome a stutter. How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
First and foremost, I had no idea that Joe Biden ever suffered from a stutter. I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
You are so amazing.
You're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think that you were mocking his stutter.
Yeah,
I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline.
And it's very concerning to a lot of people that this could be the leader of the free world.
Okay.
That is all I'm saying. I genuinely
you,
feel
Laura
sorry
Trump.
For Joe Biden.
I appreciate it. I'm sure it was from a place of concern. We all believe that. Laura Trump, thank you so much.
See? I mean, absolutely rude. Absolutely rude. Is that clip still going, or is there more to that?
No, that's it.
Okay. This is what I mean. I mean, Jake Tapper was the cover-up, and now Jake Tapper is trying to make money off of the cover-up, and he wants you to buy the book that he wrote about Biden's decline that he was covering up. And it's atrocious, and it's ridiculous, and here he is now talking about the two Bidens, cut 16.
To fight everything in their minds. After that existential threat was over, because the election was over and Donald Trump won, we found, Alex and myself, remarkably willing to talk to us either off the record or on background or in some cases on the record about what they saw. One of the things that emerged was that there were two Bidens. One was the fine Biden, serviceable, adequate, and the other one was a non-functioning Biden, and that's the one we saw the night of the debate. And that's the one we saw some clips of here and there that you just showed. And that non-functioning Biden, the one that lost his train of thought in a significant way, not in the way just that every human loses their train of thought, but in a way that shows that he's having trouble articulating his very views. And the one who forgot the name of close aides, who was not able to come up with George Clooney's name, didn't seem to recognize him, all that sort of thing. That non-functioning Biden was, according to our reporting, showed up as far back as 2015, after the death of Bo, where one top aide said that tragedy, the loss of Bo, was like watching somebody pour water on sand. That was the effect on his psyche. And there were other moments, 2017, 2018, you hear the Hur report, one of the reasons he came to that conclusion was because of the recordings they heard of Joe Biden in 2017 talking to his ghostwriter, in which he was similarly inclined. Obviously, in 2019, 2020, there were other moments like that. Most of his campaign staff and others would say, like, he's 78, he's 79, he has senior moments, but he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. Well, he wasn't fine. And throughout his presidency, that non-functioning Biden would show up more and more and more, and he was worse and worse and worse, really deteriorating tremendously the next time there was a really horrible family incident, which was when Hunter Biden's plea deal fell apart in the summer of 2023. And then obviously in June, he was convicted. And the thought, the fear of losing his son, not to jail, but maybe to another, to a relapse, to an overdose, to a suicide, who knows, was a very real fear. And the threat of losing a third child really just diminished him tremendously, according to top aides. So,
Mel, if only you had, I don't know, maybe done some reporting about how bad he was back in 15, and when Hunter Biden's plea deal fell apart, and when all these things happened, and you had done, you know, journalism about it, instead of gaslighting us and telling all of us everything was fine. Jake Tapper wasn't just a guy who missed a story. Jake Tapper was actively part of the cover-up of that story. All right, more to come. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. We're just getting started. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.